You're listening to a podcast by the United Nations Research Institute for Social Development.
My first question is, could you explain briefly in a few words what domestic resource mobilization is and why it's relevant in the case of the country that you're studying, which is Guatemala? And I'm talking to José Ricardo Barrientos Quezada.
That's right. What domestic resources mobilization is? Well, this is the usual way in which countries and people in a society get the financial, the money, in order to pay for what the society or this country wants to do. And there are several sources of these resources. In the case of Guatemala and in many countries, the main source of domestic resources are taxes. So when everyone pay their fair amount of taxes, then the government of the country and the society in general has financial resources in order to pay what the government is supposed to do by constitutional mandate or by the law. For example, to provide education, to provide health services, security, roads, infrastructure, airports, and so on and so forth. In some countries, there is other sources. For example, the royalties and the revenues that are generated by extracting minerals and extracting natural resources. For example, mining of metals and other minerals and extracting oil. So what we are doing in this project is to study how is this process of getting this kind of money from taxes or mineral or natural resources in order to do what the society want or supposedly want the government to do.
And what are the challenges that Guatemala faces at the moment in terms of increasing public revenues?
Well, the first challenge is to understand why after all Guatemala needs more resources, because many Guatemalans and many people say that even the amount of domestic resources that Guatemala today generates is too much, and the first challenge is what Guatemala, the amount of money that the government of Guatemala gets from taxes and from natural resources is too low. Is the right amount of money that the society wants that the government has, or is too little? So this is a political issue. It's not a technical one, because many people believe that this is a question that an economist or a technocrat can answer. And the thing is that, for example, if a country with 50% of children malnutrition, this is one out of two boys and girls under 5 years of age, is suffering of chronic malnutrition and is hampering their potential or their chances to get education and health and good jobs and to be productive. So 50%, half of the children are in problem and will not have the opportunity to develop as productive citizens. Well, something is really bad in this country, and this is the case of Guatemala. So what we believe is that this requires a state intervention through public expenditure, but this intervention should be of a good quality first. It should be transparent with no corruption and should be sustainable with source of domestic resources in order to do it at this time or keep doing it. So the problems that Guatemala face are, children malnutrition. We suffered a 36 civil 36 year civil war with a lot of violence. Guatemala has one of the highest rates of criminal violence. We are under the influence of international narco-trafficking. So the geographical position of the country is strategical for this kind of business. And we are suffering from other kind of, poverty and extreme poverty, health problems, education problems. So the thing is, Guatemala's tax collection is the lowest in the region and is one of the lowest around the world. Of all countries that have been participated and has been studied in this project, Guatemala has the lowest tax rate. And then if it has the lowest tax collection, it has the lowest public expenditure. So with big problems, the government of this country doesn't have the minimum amount of resources. So the option is to get it from aid, international aid. We are not a big aid recipients. The other option is to contract more debt or to pay the right amount of taxes. So, but these are very sensitive political issues. Guatemala is not a poor country. It's not a poor country, but it's a country full of poor people. So this means that a small amount of people have almost every money in the country. So inequality is huge, and this is a problem of political nature, because these very rich people would not like to pay more taxes in order to solve the country problems.
Last question. What do you expect from the project, and what do you find innovative about this project?
Well, the issue of low taxation in Guatemala has been studied, and there's a lot of diagnostics, and there is nothing new from the economic or technical point of view. But the innovation is that it is combining the analysis from the technical, from the economics point of view, but also from the politics point of view. So what we are finding in this project is that we are finally we are learning, and we are investing efforts, academic research and other academic work, in trying to understand the problem not as a technical issue, but as a political issue. I mean, the little amount of people who owns almost everything in the country, they do because they have an extremely unbalanced amount, an extremely unbalanced share of power. They decide too much in the country. So in order to balance this, we have to take out power of these people and give power to other people who has been neglected for centuries. So the thing is that is not an easy question. I mean, I repeat, Guatemala suffered a 36-year civil war. And that was not because it was fun to have a civil war. I mean, because trying to change this power relationship is not easy. Politically, it's very complicated and can become violent. So we need options. We need to understand. And one of the main values of this project, that it has the potential to inform. Not too much people understands the political nature of the problem. So if this project is successful, this has enormous, big potential in order not to implement the solutions, but at least to put a part of the solution, which is have the right information, the right analysis, and the right understanding of the problem that we can find a solution for. So we are trying to find a solution of a problem that maybe we were not understanding. Okay, so with this project will be a big step forward.
Check out our other podcasts available free on the iTunes Store. For more information, go to our website, www.unrhys.org. Thank you for listening.